a big day here. It's the 15th annual Bids for Kids for the Ronald McDonald House. And we have some fun packages that we're going to be auctioning off. We want to thank everyone in advance who has already donated to some of the different packages that have been available throughout the day. This hour, we're going to start out with just kind of telling you some of the things that we have available throughout our show. There's a package that's been going on all day long. The Twins Fly Away to Washington, D.C. experience. And this is a big deal. And the bidding started at 6 a.m. this morning. I think, Grant, maybe we can get the current bid.
Current bid,
I think
right
it's
now,
$1,300.
That's exactly it.
Okay.
Yep.
And this is
a deal.
It is a huge deal.
Huge.
And this is going to be open till 6 o'clock tonight. And what it includes is you will go watch the Minnesota Twins play the Washington Nationals at their stadium. It's 2 round-trip tickets on Delta, a 2-night stay.
Wow.
You get a $100 gift card to 2 different restaurants that are right by the stadium. One is Gadsby's and the other one is Sierra.
Wow.
And they're supposed to be really great. And two games on Monday and Tuesday night, May 20th and 21st. They're fabulous seats. And why we know that, and this is kind of cool, is because Minnesota's homeboy, his name is Jake Irvin. Uh-huh. He went to Bloomington Jefferson. He is now the pitcher for the Nationals.
Mm-hmm.
And so he came back last summer and did some volunteering and went and met all the kids at the Ronald McDonald mm-hmm. House and thought, we got to do more. We got to, how can I help them as a Nationals player?
Right.
So he's secured the seats. He's really been part of making this happen. So you're going to get great seats.
Yeah, the bidding goes till 6.
It does. And the current price of this package, airfare, hotel, dinner, seats, everything, it's $1,300. It's a steal right now.
Oh, it is.
I mean, wouldn't that be like, you know, airfare and hotel alone
Airfare.
Airfare alone.
One night maybe. Yeah. And without tickets.
No, that would just be maybe your airfare.
That might be just your airfare. Yeah. So guys, let's get some.
Our number today for Bids for Kids is 651-647-5437. And if you want information on it and want to donate individually outside of the package, just go to MyTalk107.1, keyword kids. And just a little bit about what we have going on, Lori. We are going to be in the 3 o'clock hour.
Which has started.
It has started. We have 28 total tickets / seats to sell to come see Beautiful, the Carole King musical with Lori and I on Tuesday night, May 14th. We're going to be in the director's suite at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater. The price is $150 per ticket. I know. And this includes dinner and the show. And we are going to, seating begins at 5:30 for dinner. And then the show starts at 7:30. And we've done this before. We did it with the
group last year for prom.
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm. And it's so much fun.
Cool.
And we've talked about how great this show is. So this is a great package.
$150, we did not charge enough, but, you know, we didn't. I mean, you know.
You are worth it.
I'm just saying.
We are worth it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like dinner and show, you know, might be like it's $80 anyway for an evening show with everything.
On a weeknight.
So I'm just saying that's a good deal.
It's a really good deal.
It's probably sold out right now and it's only $307. Well,
I love you, Lori. There's only 28 of those available. And again, it's 651-647-5437. And then also at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be auctioning off. We have 3 different in-studio sit-ins with Lori and I and 3 different dates. We have one available on May 1st.
That's the one that's going up at 3:30.
Yes. But there's some other dates if people want to know about it. If that didn't work for you, there's a May 8th at 4:30 and a June 5th at 5:30.
Nice.
And those are going to go to the highest bidder.
Oh.
And, you know, those are priceless, too.
For sure.
Because we're ending at the end of June. At 4 o'clock, we've got the Minnesota Twins Suite with our Grant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an afternoon game on April 25th. And it starts at 12:10.
Perfect. You can go watch the Twins and then go home and check out the draft for the NFL and watch your Vikings get their quarterback.
Oh, I love it. It's a full sports day.
Full sports day.
And you're going to be in a suite. And Grant did this last year. And my family was there. They absolutely loved you and they had so much fun.
Thank you.
There's only 14 of those to sell. The price on those is $125 per ticket if you want to go. We want to thank
you. That's a real good deal.
That's for
thank you, Ecolab, for donating that.
And by the way, we have 16 tickets remaining for Chanhassen. Phones are ringing off the hook. So if you want those Chanhassen beautiful tickets with you guys, call in now because they are going fast. I just got a message from Jess.
I love it. Okay, and it's 651-647-5437. Mm-hmm. And then again at 4:30, the studio sit-in. And then at 5 o'clock, Lori and I are going to be hosting a suite at the X to see Miss Jackson, Janet Jackson, on her Together Again tour. And Nelly is warming up for her. And I just saw Nelly last summer. And so many hits. Yeah. So many hits.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun. And our suite at the X is
good
gorgeous.
Spot.
Good spot. And those are going to be $200 a ticket. And we only have 14 of those to sell. And they will go on sale at 5. And then at 5:30, another Loje sit-in. So we've got different things. The first Loje sit-in is from May 1st at 3:30.
Starting bid is $250. We have to start you somewhere.
We have to start you somewhere. And, you know, this is our 15th year doing this fundraiser, Bids for Kids for Ronald McDonald House. And just a little bit about Ronald McDonald House in Upper Midwest. They have 5 locations now in the state of Minnesota. And they do 3,000 meals a week. 3,000 meals a week. And all of these are made in-house now because they have a state-of-the-art kitchen facility. They have just some of the things that are happening there is fun is back. Remember during COVID, they really couldn't do anything.
Right.
And these families
no
are there.
Could.
No one could do anything.
Yeah.
And this is Ronald McDonald House, you know, lets families stay whose children need care at either the U of M, Children's, St. Paul, wherever it is in the state of Minnesota, for free. They provide, you know, all the meals so the mom or dad and parents can run to the hospital and not have to go find food. They have food and toys and games and fun stuff for all the kids that are not affected by the healthcare issues but are still living there.
Yeah.
And their summer programs are getting ready to start. They're going to do field trips. They have emotional support things going on. They do fun stuff. And they have a new addition. Bernie.
Oh, Bernie.
Bernice Dougal. Bernie Dougal. There's a Bernice
Is that
Dougal.
The dog I
yes.
met today? Oh, my God.
The sweetest,
what a cute dog.
Lovely dog. Just cheers people up. And if you are a person who just wants to donate money, you could buy school lunches for a week for $100. And that would be, you know, like right. that feels like accomplishment.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
you just go to mytalk1071.com kids and you can do that. And, you know, we're going to have someone on our show later to share her story. But this is an update. Last year we had on Michelle. And she was a pediatric young woman with pancreatic cancer.
That's right.
Oh and she spent over 300 days at the Ronald McDonald House. I mean, that is a long time.
Yeah.
They were from New Hampshire.
Yeah.
But and
it was the home away from home. And that is what it feels like when you go there.
Absolutely.
You know?
And so they just, this money can't go to a better cause. It takes care of so many things to keep everybody comfortable. But she was the second person in the world to get a pediatric pancreatic transplant.
Wow. Wow.
Isn't that wild? And she's doing well and her life is almost back to normal. She's in dance again. I mean, she's never lived a normal life because she's been sick her entire life.
Right.
That's a tough one.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I'm impressed that you got the update on that.
Lori.
We're down, by the way, you guys. 7 tickets left for already. We are selling them out like crazy for Carole King's Beautiful at Chanhassen Dinner Theaters with you two. So 7 tickets left, you guys. Give us a call.
We love this show.
Yeah.
We love this show.
Looks good.
So lots going on in our show today. We're also having someone that we just adore and is so important. Will Steger is going to be joining us at 3:30 to give us updates. There's a new documentary.
Yeah. He, you know, I would say that if we were looking back, like who are the people that we were dazzled by? We always say Donny Osmond, but then we always say Will Steger because, you know, just what he's done for this world and just what a lovely man he is.
Mm-hmm.
We are always just dazzled by him. So he's like our non-rocker, non-actor, non-singer superstar.
Yeah, right, Lori.
Really,
I agree. I agree. All right, so get going on the phone, 651-647-5437. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. This is Lori and Julia, and all day today, we're raising money for the kids at the Ronald McDonald House. Hey, everybody, it's Lori and Julia here for Hammernix Flooring Solutions, and My sister's a designer and owns a store like this in Montana, and she just always just is like, you have no idea how new flooring, and we hear this from Hammernix as well, changes people's life because it just sets the tone of your entire home. And so many new products have come out in the last 5 years. The technologies in carpets for your pets, for your not spilling and really having a Teflon bounce back in some carpets, which is amazing. And you can have light carpets now everywhere. To the luxury vinyl flooring that is wide plank, comes in so many colors. It can do so much. And also the new hardwood floor division that Hammernix has launched, where they are resurfacing floors and can help you restore yours. And if you need more floorboards fit in the smaller, narrower styles, they can do that too. But go into one of their gorgeous showrooms in Hudson, in St. Paul, or in New Hope, and tell them the girls sent you.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Thanks, Grant. Mm-hmm. And just to update you, I believe we have 7 left to go to sit in the director's suite with us to eat dinner and watch Beautiful, the Carole King musical at the Chan.
Down to 2, actually.
Oh, we're down to 2?
Just went down to 2, yep.
All right, so we have 2 left. Call 651-647-5437. That's a good one.
By the time they get through, it'll be gone, Julia.
I know.
And they might want to bid $250 on this studio sit-in if you're available on May 1st.
I don't know that those bidding is open. Yeah, I suppose.
It might not be open yet because that's at 3:30 mm-hmm. and the bids start at 2.
Yeah.
We got 100. It's for 2 people.
Yes.
Come in.
Yes. And we got a $100 donation from Dana for a special occasion.
Nice.
In honor of Lori and Julia for blazing the My Talk Trail.
Aww.
Dana, thank you. That's really sweet. That's so we just got a beautiful email today.
Julia, there's all kinds of people leaving us messages on Instagram. Did you know that you can reply to people on Instagram? Have you ever looked at our message?
I do know that you can. Love her. I love it when you teach me technology.
Well, because I answered some today because yeah. I thought they're, you know, I was just like, what? Look at all these.
I know. We just feel so loved. Thank you so much. And like Lori said, so at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be auctioning off a studio sit-in mm-hmm. for Wednesday, May 1st, and it's starting at $250. And of course, what would you say?
Priceless. Absolutely priceless.
Priceless.
You know, to come in for 2 hours, mm-hmm. witness the magic in person.
We used to say and get a picture of the man wall.
Yeah, well, we could maybe put up a few honorary man wall pictures.
We could maybe do, because we have them all
for
saved.
For background, for yeah. a photo.
We could maybe do that.
We were tricked into taking down the man wall. First of all, we see you, B. Arthur. We see you. And really, you know, Mr. Hubbard himself told us we had lifelong permission.
That was so funny. He did.
He did. And then we did a sea shanty.
We did.
An ode to the man wall.
We did it with Rocco.
Yeah. Did you ever hear that, Grant?
I think I did. I'm looking for it in our system.
He did it and it was, towards the tail end of
COVID
and people had rediscovered sea shanties.
I remember.
Well, and they were taking over TikTok and Instagram and we were like, we need to have a sea shanty.
Easy for you to say.
A chanty shanty.
That clever Rocco made one.
Yeah, and he did. And
it's out there.
A goodbye to the man wall.
Mm-hmm. It's out there. There are still, here we go. No. I see typing.
Yeah,
Lori,
there's no tickets.
Lori's Mona Chandra in her
I said yesterday, maybe we should sell those for $250. you know, we're raising money, and Julia's always worried no one will want to do anything with us. And
stop.
And I
stop
never worried.
Stop outing my wards.
Yeah, well, it's not a ward. It's a worry. It's a genuine worry. I am prone to being delusional.
Exactly. So I am the balance.
When it comes to the two of us, I...
You never have been.
I never have been.
You never have been.
I'm always like a pretty aware of our specialness, Julia.
Oh, Laura, you always have been. Uh-huh. And yours.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We love that. Okay, so something, O.J. Simpson died today.
O.J. Simpson died. I texted Grant the same time he texted me. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, I feel bad for his kids. That's what I'll say about
that.
Yes, I feel
always
bad for his kids.
Felt bad from them since their mother...
But that's about it. Yep. That's about it. And I was curious to see what Roger Freeman would write about it, because Roger Freeman worked for New York Magazine.
Yes, he did.
And during the OJ trial, really the trial of the century is what it was dubbed, and it did change media forever. Judge
Court
Ito,
TV.
He's the one who okayed the court for TV. The TV and the... In the courtroom, but Dominic Dunn covered it for Vanity Fair. Dominic Dunn is no longer with us, so I thought, okay, what did Roger write today? Here's what he writes. There's no mourning O.J. Simpson. He killed two people.
Yeah, no.
He decapitated his ex-wife, the mother of his children, bought his way out of jail on the murders, but eventually got there thanks to a botched robbery of his own stuff in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
From June 94 to October 95, I covered his case and spent a lot of time in the courtroom. The editor-in-chief, New York Magazine, thought the case was beneath the magazine and mocked me on internal emails for my obsession.
Really?
Of course, he was wrong. The country was obsessed with OJ and whether he killed Nicole Brown and Ronald Goldman. Even when they knew in their hearts he'd done it, they watched just to see how he'd get out of it. The case launched 1,000 media careers. Suddenly, there were talking heads on every cable channel, all giving their 2 cents. The trial made stars out of two people, Marsha Clark and Christopher Darden.
Mm-hmm.
They lost the case by making all the wrong moves, which we have seen in a TV show.
Yeah.
The trial gave us our first Kardashian, Robert, OJ's loyal friend, who covered up everything for him, then expressed doubts when he was on his deathbed. This is, you know, Roger writing this. The other lawyers didn't live long. Johnny Cochran died. Nope. Before he died, Effley Bailey lost everything. Howard Weitzman, who got out on day one because he knew OJ was guilty, is sadly gone. Who knows what happened? Cato Caitlin, the house guest, knows. Kathy Randa, OJ's loyal secretary, she knows. Roger thinks the daughter, Sydney, knows. Yeah. And Al Cowlings, who drove the famous Ford Bronco in a slow speed chase that was watched by like 95 million people.
And my claim to fame is on that day, I flew into LA to go to Santa Barbara to visit my auntie, and I was on the 405 listening to it as it was happening.
Behind you or ahead of you?
I think they were behind me.
Behind you, yeah. Wow.
It was wild. And then I was on maternity leave because I was saying, everyone knows where they were when the verdict came in. I was on maternity leave with my first son, and I watched it at my friend Lisa Timmick's. She lived in my neighborhood. I walked over with my stroller. Yep.
My teacher put it on in the schoolroom.
Yeah.
I was in middle school, and I remember.
If the glove don't fit, throw a fit, or what was it?
If the glove don't fit, you must quit.
Oh, that's it.
And
I like
spread those fingers out nice and wide when he put that glove on.
Ron Goldman spoke up and said, "This reminds me of how long it's been since O.J. Simpson murdered my son and how long he's gone." Cato Caitlin is on the media thing. I don't know why people are talking to him because he was not forthcoming.
No, he wasn't.
Norm Macdonald, people were wishing him to be around to deliver the eulogy since he got fired for SNL for refusing to stop making OJ jokes on the SNL Weekend Update. And Khloe Kardashian was trending today because the rumor was that O.J. Simpson was her dad.
Which is not true.
Yeah, but just the Twitter was twittering today and being very funny. So anyway, it is kind of an incredible thing what that did and how that changed.
It did.
Everything.
It did. It did.
It changed media culture forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We're raising money for the Ronald McDonald House. When we come back, we'll have a guest, and we'll be having a bidding start for the in-studio sit-in starting at $250. Give us a buzz. We'll be right back.
Lori and Julia here for Tressler Law. And Lori and I, together, we've been through 3 divorces, and we've been doing ads with Ann Tressler for some time now. So there are a lot of things that we've learned over the years about the divorce process.
That's right, Julia. And probably the biggest decision you'll make after the big decision to split, of course, is choosing the right divorce attorney. Don't make the same mistakes I made.
Step 1 is choosing an attorney who only practices family law. There are so many intricacies in state law when it comes to divorce, and you want someone on your side that knows how to navigate all the possible scenarios.
Don't choose an attorney who only tells you what you want to hear. You want someone to tell you how the law works and helps you set realistic goals.
And of course, choose a divorce attorney that you're comfortable working with and that you trust. We've gotten to know Ann and her team of trustworthy attorneys, and she'll help you find the perfect one for your situation and budget.
Call Tressler Law for your free 1-hour divorce consultation. Find them online at TresslerLaw.com or use my talk keyword divorce.
Thanks for hanging out with us today. We are raising money for the Ronald McDonald House. We have just started what Lori would deem the most priceless thing available today. Is for the next half hour, we are auctioning off to the highest bidder a studio sit-in with Lori and I on May 1st. And bidding starts at $250. You would come from 4 to 6. Mm-hmm. Be with us. We know we have a limited time left on the air.
That's right.
Give us a buzz if you want to do this at 651-647-5437. And also, if you would just like to make a donation to the Ronald McDonald House, you can go to mytalk1071.com, type in keyword kids. So we will take it any way we can get it today to raise money. So we are delighted to have Will Steger with us today to talk about his new documentary, After Antarctica.
Hi, Will.
It's good to be back.
I know. We put his picture up on the man wall. Yeah.
Well, it was up there until they made us take it down, Will.
But, Will,
you were,
it's
you
so
were
nice.
The only person who wasn't a musician, a movie star, a TV star. You were like, he's our explorer. He's mm-hmm. the rock star of explorers.
Yeah.
And the last one standing then, huh?
Yeah. You are.
You are. All right. So you have to tell us about your incredible documentary, which is available to stream right now on Amazon and iTunes. It's called After Antarctica, excuse me. And you know how that movie came together? Because I have to imagine that people have wanted to
have a documentary for years. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I met a young filmmaker by the name of Natasha Vanzette about 7-8 years ago. And she had this idea. She was a creative director for one of the firms, and she was only like 21 at that time. And she had this idea. I was one of her heroes when she was a young kid, and mm-hmm. she had pictures of me in the National Geographic in her room.
So
it was really kind of sweet. And she approached me with this idea of doing the film, which I thought, well, I don't know. And so we spent the next couple of years back and forth, and it's a real act of trust on my part to really, first of all, get to know the person, but I really respected her and her partner, Sebastian. They're a couple, and they've done the film together. So they worked five and a half years on it. We spent most of the holidays together up in Ely. They traveled up at the ends of my expeditions, and then they came up with the film, and they rented out the theater up in Ely for me, and me and a friend were there alone, and we watched the film about 2 years ago when it came out, and it really was pretty impressive.
I mean, you're so what you share with people in your documentary is really, I guess, it made me just realize that we all could make changes, and we all have the ability to do it. It doesn't always have to be this big thing. I mean, you always give hope about that to us. We've always felt that.
Yeah. They did a really good job in, you know, really going deep and explaining the why you do expeditions,
right,
which is hard for me to explain.
Right.
But they did it.
We always wondered. Yeah. But, you know, this After Antarctica is based on your journey to Antarctica with a team of people back in, what,
1989.
Why don't you tell people about how big of a deal that was?
Yeah, I organized an expedition, 6 people from 6 countries across Antarctica. Antarctica had never been crossed before, and I chose a route that was the longest possible, 3,700 miles.
Jeez.
And And it was an incredible expedition. I mean, we barely survived. It was 222 days. But the real purpose behind the expedition was that in 1990, the Antarctic Treaty, which is rules the Antarctica, there's 26 treaty nations in charge of that. They had voted to all 26 to open up Antarctica for mineral exploration. So the purpose behind the expedition was to draw world attention to the importance of the treaty and reversing this treaty. In order to reverse it, we had to have all 26 treaties, nations, all unsign what they signed. And that was what it was about, was really drawing that world attention. And it drew the fascination around the globe. And afterwards, then we met with world leaders because it kind of elevated us to that level where, you know, we were really popular the world leaders were very familiar with what we were doing. And we were able to get all the countries to eventually reverse that decision.
Thank God. Where would we be if you guys hadn't done
that's
that?
Amazing. Yeah, I mean, that's amazing.
And now there's about 44 treaty nations, and if they want to, they reconvene again in 20 years, but if they want to open up Antarctica for drilling, they have to have all 44, one abstain. So, you know, it's essentially preserved Antarctica. Mm-hmm. They won't be down there for minerals. So there was a really, well, I think it was because of the treaty, the purpose behind it that gave us the providence to survive and do what we were able to do. Mm-hmm.
Because when you said it was 22 days that you were there, was this your idea to do this to bring awareness?
You know, I was leading the team with Paul Shirky on the way to the North Pole in 86.
Yeah.
And we were a month out, 200 miles out on the Arctic Ocean, and I literally ran into the only other person out there. It was this Frenchman by the name of Jean-Louis Etienne, a French physician that was doing the first solo. Wow. And him and I met.
That's and wild.
It was wild. Mm-hmm. And in his tent that evening, I brought a map with Antarctica with a line across it. And at that time, our goals at that time was a personal best of doing it unsupported. It had never been done before. But we were tiring of the unsupported, of the, you know, doing first. When we thought, why we would do this expedition, but what for? But we were both aware of what was happening on the treaty behind closed doors. So it was that chance meeting of one in 10 zillions that was really the beginning of it, because John Lee was my partner, you know, throughout the expedition. So it was the two of us, along with Kathy DeMaul, who actually managed Garrison Keillor in the early 80s that got him in on, you know, brought his career up.
And, yep.
And Kathy was the third party involved in that. And we were able to raise the money and just all the diplomatic and governmental hoops that we had to jump through in order to do that expedition. We had 60 days of storms on that expedition, and we had laid out our food caches the summer before in really bad weather, and we lost three of those food caches. So, fortunately, every other one. Otherwise, we would have perished, because when we lost one, we would then ration and travel on almost nothing for another 150 miles. And if that second
and
one
on
we
dog
lost,
sleds, right?
On dog
with sled, the dogs. Yeah. Oh, I can't even. Will 30
dogs
I can't even imagine. But
the documentary is so good.
I didn't
though.
Get a chance
it's
to see it.
So
Lori watched
good.
It last night. I can't wait to watch it with my husband. If you're just joining us, we're with Will Steger, who is the amazing explorer and has done so much to help us understand what's happening globally to our world. With climate change, and has really been a champion for years. And I remember when you say that this young woman, Tasha, she was a super fan, had all these pictures of you from National Geographic. School classrooms would follow you. I mean, you've been a part of these people's lives for so many years because you're such a big deal.
Yeah.
So congratulations to you. I mean, are. I mean, but think of what you've done. And I just can't wait to see it. Again, it's called After Antarctica, and it is available right now to watch on Amazon or on Apple
Play and iTunes.
Apple Play and iTunes. Yeah. Okay. And so, you know, Lori was telling me about the documentary that we get an intimate view of Will Steger, you know, things that you haven't wanted to share or haven't been comfortable with sharing before. And
right.
It took her 2 years to get in there and get you
to
open up.
Yeah, she got out. We presented it in a good way.
Yeah.
But I was extremely honest in that film. I mean, absolutely total. And I trusted her.
Mm-hmm.
Like Natasha said, you know, her and I and Sebastian were closer than family. We got to know each other so well. We're such good friends. And so that was, you know, really made all the difference on that. So it It's a very sensitive documentary, mm-hmm. you know, thanks to those two young people.
And people don't know your life story. No. We know the expedition part mm-hmm. of your life. Mm-hmm. And so Lori was sharing that you used to be a big climber when you were younger. Mm-hmm. And I and some of your stories, and Lori and I have always been obsessed with people who climb for some reason.
Climb and explore. And you know, we've always read like the Shackletons. I mean, we just have always been intrigued at people who will do dangerous things to find out what else is there. What can we do? Mm-hmm. And I mean, now today the UN put out a thing that humans have 2 years to save the world.
And with that, we're going to come back and talk to you about that.
I really want to seriously ask you what that means.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. We're with Will Steger, and we're going to be right back. This is Lori and Julia on Lori and Julia here from Minneapolis Anti-Aging and Skincare Clinic. And we absolutely love what they're doing to our skin there. My friend Shanna was in town. And she's like, okay, I'm doing a wedding countdown. So can we work the calendar backwards about what I should do to be glowing, have my skin refreshed, you know? And we kind of told her, you start getting some hydrofacials and microdermabrasions. Those are all included in one to get rid of the old dead skin.
Yep.
And get your skin refreshed and working hard, and do some things that they have, like different light treatments you can do with it as well.
Or like, I have a friend whose daughter's getting married in August, and I'm like, she's got all this sun damage. I'm like, you need to go in and do some lasers.
Yes.
And start now.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Because you have time, and then schedule out your Botox or fillers, you know, at least 3 weeks in advance. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So those have taken action, but they're so fantastic there. You're going to love them. It's MPLSskin.com for more information. Please call them today. Thanks for hanging out with us today. We are raising money for Ronald McDonald House's Upper Midwest. And we have different experiences on. Someone needs to call and help us not have bidding shame. Is that what we're going through right now? Are we experiencing it?
I think, you know, here's the deal. People have till the top of each hour for these things. So the smart bidder, it's like the price is right. Going a dollar over. People are waiting till 3:59 to bid 2:51 or whatever it
is. Our bid right now is studio sit-in for May 1st. We're going to be doing this at the bottom of each hour. And if that date didn't work, we have a May 8th and we have a June 5th. Mm-hmm. And the starting bid's at $250. But in addition to that, we also have the opportunity for the twins fly away to Washington, D.C. that I think is the current bid still $1,300 grand, I think.
That's where it was.
That one's going to go till $559.
Okay. But it's such a good deal. Two round trip tickets on Delta. You're going to see the twins play the Washington Nationals. You get two tickets to the game, good seats, and two restaurant gift certificates for $100 each and 2 nights hotel. Oh. It's a big, big deal. So that's happening. And I'm just going to give out the number for Bids for Kids. It's if you want to bid on any of these things, it's 651-647-5437, or you can go to My Talk and make a different donation at just typing keyword kids. And we are continuing our conversation with World Explorer. Do we call you that, or what is your global title, Will Steger?
Just educator, explorer.
Mm-hmm. Educator, explorer, explorer, and man trying to help save our world from global warming. And Lori, the headline that you just read to us.
Well, the headline today was that humanity only has 2 years left to save the world by making dramatic changes in the way it spews heat-trapping emissions. And we need to get the finances behind it, so says the United Nations.
So break it down for us. What can we do to help?
Well, that's a pretty heavy headline.
Yeah, I know it is. It really is.
I don't like that second question.
I can compete with that.
No. But, thank you.
First of all, it's not the end of the world.
Thank you.
You know, if you're reading headlines like that, you think it is. But we really need to take it very seriously. We've been talking about this for 20 years. And we have made a lot of progress, but we have to make a lot more and move forward on it. And I think the biggest problem we have is just people giving up and the attitude and reading headlines constantly like mm-hmm. that and bad news and what can I do? Mm-hmm. It really doesn't work that way. We all, as individuals, have a lot of power ourselves, but it's really the small groups. It's like Antarctica. It's a small team of people can really literally change the world. So, you know, use your influence and join in with other people. That, I mean, if you're if you're having problems, what do? You go to a good friend and you talk about it or whatever, but just figure out where you should join and who you should be working with. I mean, you just giving up the boat, and it's so confusing for the average person. Mm-hmm. That's it. Where do you go like this? And the media is part of the problem there, because it has everybody so absolutely confused now, mm-hmm. as opposed to maybe 10 years ago when you could actually sit down, have a conversation, and people could actually take in and listen. But you know, we really, really have to have hope, at least in the human spirit here.
And is I love that what you're trying to do, like with the efforts at, because one of the things we find out in watching your documentary after Antarctica is, you know, you started drawing the plans for what is now the Steger Center in Ely all those years ago in 1989, and what you're hoping to do by educating.
Yeah, well, my legacy and my goal in every expedition and every project, a nonprofit that I formed, was really a means to an end for the Steger Center. And the Steger Center is about bringing in small groups of national and world leaders, you know, mm-hmm. small groups being 8 to 12 around these key issues. A lot of it's economics, like I think what you read in the, you know, it's really the financial side of it is what's really important here, and the market and so forth. And so it's not just scientists and straight up education, but the economics, but it's the power of the small group.
Do you have links like this if we go to the Will Steger Center or afterantarctica.com, or are there some places for people to get started?
Yes, you can go to After Antarctica, check that out for the film. Okay. And there's a link also there, stegercenter.org, or just Google out.
Linked it to our website.
You can see what we're doing there, mm-hmm. and we're revamping the site here another couple of weeks, too. So if you check in again in a couple of weeks, but it's there's a lot of information there, what we're doing.
And if you are just joining us, Will Steger's with us, and his documentary that Lori watched last night and just said it's amazing, is out now on Amazon, and it's called After Antarctica. And you can go check that out on Apple Listening. What is it called again?
iTunes.
I can't even remember the name of mm-hmm. iTunes. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we're raising money for the kids right now. And just...
Did someone bid on the studio?
No, Lori.
No, not one person.
We're going to throw in some things now. Like, Lori's going to give you a pickleball lesson.
No, I'm not.
Let's see. Grant's going to give you a batting and golf lesson. Steger's going to give you a canoe lesson. Right. How to paddle.
Yeah, walk around the park.
Walk around the park with Will. The number is 651-647-5437. We have to give a shout out to your sisters who are listening.
Carla and Teresa.
Carla and Teresa, hello. How was it like growing up with this guy?
Yeah.
Right. Were you the big brother, the younger brother?
They're the real younger sisters.
Younger sisters. Yeah. Are they involved in the wilderness like you are?
Not really.
Paddle signs?
No, they've raised a couple of good families. And they worked at first Pillsbury, but then
General Mills?
Yeah, General Mills.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. That's okay. They make flour, too.
Yeah.
One of those people. So as a child, though, Will...
Or you get to see the cutest picture of you when you're like 6 in this documentary. That was kind of fun.
I think, you know, did you just always have this passion for the outdoors?
I did, yeah. Yep. I always wanted to climb. I had all this energy. And I was fortunate because our parents we were 10 kids in our family, gave us total freedom. I mean, I went down the Mississippi River when I was 15.
I remember that story.
I mean, my parents were a 15-year-old kid to go down
a
boat and back up
but
again.
But maybe if you had 10 kids, you would be like, yes, go, children.
I don't know. Go find your own food and bring us back some.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's different. We were raised, the parenting wasn't as strong.
No.
I mean, it was different style. I'm not going to say not as strong. It was just a different style when we were growing up.
Yeah, it was freedom, and I followed my dreams, and I didn't see barriers as a kid, and that was the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could do whatever. We defeat ourselves first in our mind, our mental. You know, it's 90% mental and attitude on an expedition. But I never had those barriers. I mean, I was a practical person that, you know, I'd have to, you know, save money and do whatever I had to do. But
that's cool.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
I love, what year was it when the 1989 expedition, your partners on that expedition where we see them come to Ely to the Steger Center. Was that?
Yeah, that was about 15 years ago.
Oh,
actually.
It was. That was fun to see that, you know, to see those guys and, you know, the guy who was the dog handler and the glaciologist and just, what a unique experience
good
guys
company.
Had. Yeah, and you change. I mean, the Antarctica, you know, will never be mine. That's amazing. Even though it's changed forever, right? You could never do that.
Yeah, we changed it by the ice is melting now. And, you know, they don't believe in climate change in Miami, but, and Miami's 4 feet above the sea level.
Mm-hmm.
And Antarctica is going to affect that a lot.
It is, yeah.
Okay, so you are, like Lori said, you're a rock star explorer, and you still have your hair, rock star hair.
I know
you're right. So you're in that category.
Not even, and it's still dark. It's amazing. That's the outdoor life.
You do.
Your buddy Jerry is more silver haired, and so is my husband Casey than you.
Yeah.
And Lori's neighbor, Jerry, has been your videographer and filmer.
35 years.
35 years you two have been together, and people thought that Jerry, he was your son.
Yeah.
How did you two meet?
Jerry interviewed me at St. Thomas when I got back in 1990. And I saw talent there, so I recruited him.
Come with me. And, did you know that you like to be an explorer, Jerry?
And,
amazing journey.
Jerry's my silent partner on everything. You know?
Oh, that's so great.
You know, I always get all the credit, but I have so many people that have helped and, you know, worked and believed in the causes that we all did together. So it's not a single person, but kind of a bit of a figurehead. But, you know,
it takes a village, doesn't it?
It definitely takes a village.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we are so excited to watch your documentary tonight after Antarctica. And we're so delighted that you came in here. Yeah, I know that you're shy and don't really love big interviews.
I'm sad that you guys are, and I'm happy for you guys to retire.